Hi and welcome to Inside AFTV, a brand new podcast where we get to hear the stories of the people that enter these walls. Okay, today I have two people that I actually didn't think I'd be this close to since joining AFTV. Probably, I'm going to get a lot of stick for this, but probably the two people I'm the most closest to out of the talent that comes through the doors. I've got Mr. He's done it again. And Mr. Where's the card? I've got Lee and Ty with me, everyone. How are we?
Fine, thank you, Cecil. Yeah. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good.
Thank you very much for inviting us on. And thank you very much for the lovely intro. And listen, we're so close to you as well.
You know what?
If I pretend about the watch along, I've actually got a song in that's even beating my record. Close, So Close by Dina Carroll, and Close to You by The Carpenters. But anyway,
okay. So people, let's do a song count that are listening to this right now, because there's going to be a lot of song references. I'm sure, Mench, you know what Ty's like. We're going to be here all bloody day.
I was having a good day until about 20 minutes ago. And he turned up.
Well, listen.
He's late again. That's just what I'm saying.
No. I got here before you. And the funny thing is, he said good day, but I'll turn it to bad day by Daniel Powter. So, well done.
This pod is going to be a lot longer than the initial time. But, you know, we're going to get into it. And I want to just quickly say as well, just let me start by saying, there's a range of podcasts available here at AFTV. It's a brand new setup that we've got going on. So make sure you check out the other podcasts. But let's get straight into Inside AFTV. Now, I don't want to talk about the most recent game. And this podcast is not the space for that as well, because if I'm honest, this could be a very painful podcast if we speak about our performances, especially the one on Friday. So we're going to skip past all of that, and we're going to go straight into something that went viral last week. And it wasn't your fan cam getting crazy numbers or your fan cam getting crazy numbers. It was Ty featuring on the overlap.
Gary Neville debate overlap.
Now, I want to get Lee's opinion on it as well, and obviously you, Ty, because this is probably the first time that you're actually going to be speaking about maybe a response, because obviously he mentioned you also during the game.
So I understand.
Yeah, so...
Which is quite flattering.
Oh, you found it flattering that he mentioned your name?
Absolutely.
On the commentary?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me just quickly ask, though, do you think that they have been mocking us, those three pundits, ever? Because I feel like you were quite annoyed. And if my opinion, it wasn't really on the subject that they were talking about, but I felt he was quite aggrieved before that situation.
Wow. Well, Cecil, I forgot the rest of the intro as well. Also, you were saying that because you're one of, alongside James and Turkish, you three have come in and just absolutely turned everything. And Harvey, absolutely be magnificent. And you are one of the nicest people, generally.
Sure, so I've got to say that.
Yeah, you got to get it. What about Robbie?
If I've left the judge out, then that's all right. No, of course. But remember, Robbie was here before. I'm saying you three came in, didn't you?
Yeah.
You know, Robbie was here before. The judge was here before, unfortunately. No one could kick him out. No, just joking. So, but yeah, no, I'm saying about the impact that you have made, Clever James. Accent on the clever has made Clever Harvey and Turkish. It's just been magnificent. So, you know.
So, am I not clever then?
No, of course you're clever. Of course.
All right, let's. We're going off.
Of course you're clever.
Thank you, Ty. I appreciate it. The question obviously asks is do you think that. I know you just smartly off topic.
No, I'm coming back.
Do you think they were mocking us? Lee as well. Do you think they have an agenda against Arsenal? Because I feel like, I feel like Ty...
I honestly think, like, I'll go first before Ty comes in, like, watching it and all that. Like, they were talking sense, you know what I mean? Arsenal are not in the title race. We know that, like, you know. For whatever reason, we're not going to be in the title race for a few years. And what they were saying was correct. But, you know, listen, me and Ty have had debates and things like that. If you criticise Arsenal... He's gonna come in, and he's like a little Jack Russell, isn't he? He's gonna come in and have you, like, you know. And to his credit, he give it to him. And I tell you, one of the greatest things about it, Roy Keane come up to him and said agree to him to a certain degree, and also he must have made an impression for Jamie Carragher to mention him after the game as well. And I think whatever way you look at that, that's a positive, and all credit to my man Ty.
Thank you very much. Well, the thing is, thanks very much for that, Lee. I have to say, Cecil, you must be able to read my mind. Actually, oh my gosh, Read My Mind by Tayshaun. But anyway.
I know it's read my mind.
Yeah, because Cecil, you've summed it up perfectly. You are right. Because the thing is, when I came in now, they were saying about it. I was just annoyed about the slagging off. And yes, I absolutely agree with you. I have to disagree with the judge. Cecil, you've summed up perfectly. This is why you are clever, you see, because you've seen, you read my mind. I think so. I think they have mocked us in the past, and I think they have slagged us off. But when I came in now, when Gary Neville and Roy Keane, two of the people who were not my favourite people when it comes to football, I was ready to have a...
Why is that? Why is those two...
Well, because of playing for Manchester United, the stuff that they did and they got away with as well, you know, which I thought was ridiculous. But it's not just them. I could probably mention Ruud van himself. I could mention David Beckham. I could mention Brian McClair. I could mention Dennis Irwin. I could mention Yap Stam.
Okay, so you had a gender kind of before you just because of the rivalry. Really.
It's not the rivalry. It's what they got away with. They got away with, and Keenan Neville wouldn't disagree with that, was more than what our players got away with.
Right.
And I'm talking about the best, one of the best midfielders ever, the captain of the Invincibles, Patrick. If he'd done half of their stuff, I don't know, he would not have got away with that.
Yeah.
So they got away. They got away with that, and that still irks me, and I don't forget. I have a long, long, long memory from this time when it all started. Yeah. When I think we beat Manchester United 2-0 in the FA Cup in the fifth round. I think Edu scored with a free kick, deflected off David Beckham, and then Sylvain Vultor scored the winner.
Okay.
And the thing about that is that all started, all that thing with Ruud van himself started when he kung fu kicked Lauren in the chest and didn't even get one card. This is what I kind of, this is the kind of thing they got away with. But to their credit, when I said to them, you were snagging yourself, for them to say categorically and unequivocally, they respect us. There's nothing more I could say to them.
Which I respect them saying that.
That's what I mean.
Because
they played in like he said, the gigantic games really with Arsenal, man. You know, they lived through it. So
Listen, and as a player, you're going to get away with everything you can. What's
if
allowed?
You play for Manchester United,
You know what I mean? And listen, Man United have always had the little rub of the green as far as referees
and
are concerned.
Cheating,
and that night, you know, and you look back at that the 49th game. You know, it was scandalous.
Oh,
it was scandalous.
Scandalous mystique. Come on, the judge! The judge in the
don't clap him, Cecil. So they did get away with a lot of stuff and all that, like. But ultimately, you know, you've got. I think you've got to have a lot of respect for him as individual. I think Gary Neville was a pundit. He's done really, really well.
Same.
And I think that. Love him or loathe him, Roy Keane seems to be a really nice guy, you know, off the field. And Jamie Carragher, I think, talks a lot of sense as well. But ultimately, you know, when it comes to Arsenal, I do agree with Ty on this because I watched it yesterday, you know, watching games yesterday and all that. Like, they couldn't wait after the game against Brentford to really dig into Arsenal, really go overboard how bad it was and everything like that. And I get that. I get that, you know, fair enough. And then when I watched Manchester City yesterday, that's three games now on the spin. That they've not scored, right? You know,
and
Champions League final, Charity Shield yesterday.
Community Shield, that's right,
haven't scored a goal.
Yeah.
All that money,
yes.
Right? Not one thing about, and the arrogance of not playing a striker, not one bit of criticism going towards Pep.
Do you know what? I never thought of that.
Not one bit of criticism going towards him, but Arsenal, same old, I couldn't wait to go in there with the ferocious digs.
Yes.
But, and that's where I think it's a little bit unfair.
No, that's fair. Like I said just then, I didn't know. I completely forgot about that. And obviously, the Aubameyang accent not being involved.
Exactly.
They were digging in their heels and on that, saying they needed what's going on with the strikers and that as well.
Exactly. So and then when it comes to, you know, the arrogant, they've got a striker on the bench in Jesus, and they brought him on with 5 minutes left. But no one would dare criticise Pep for that.
Yeah.
But ferociously go at Arsenal because you know what? It's easy to do, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We're a target.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. Right, we've slowly started creeping into Cecil. Talking about the game.
Sorry to interrupt.
Go
Just two things. Sorry to interrupt.
First of all,
Lee's right. Of course, I respect them. I didn't like them as players. I didn't know them. I can't talk about them personally. I didn't like them as players, but of course, I respect them for what they did and not the cheating parts. But for what they did.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course. But also, Cecil, sorry to interrupt. You have just mentioned another song, True Spandau Ballet, You Are the Man.
Have we got to put up with this all
mate, we're gonna, listen, at the end of the day, Lee, it's on audio, so it, he's promoting a load of songs. It kind of might work with us. Daniel X, Spotify, it's on Spotify. This could work in our favour.
I hope something works in our favour.
We'll let Ty be our online Shazam for now.
Is there a mute button?
What, for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it for you? For you?
Ty, quickly, actually, before we move on, is that everything we saw of you on the overlap? Was that moment, is that all you got to say, or was there more things that were filmed that they didn't put up? I just want to quickly ask that. They did two
that's
sections.
No, yeah, there was a bit with an Everton fan.
Oh, okay. I think they might.
Yeah.
But were you arguing with the Everton fan?
No, I wasn't. James is saying what in the background? Yeah, no, because basically, you know, there's a bit of a Liverpool fan and an Everton fan, because an Everton fan was saying, oh, yeah, there was, because...
But with you, I'm not asking
for
you.
Yes, with me, yeah, with me, because Keenan something was saying that, and they were saying, oh, yeah, Ty's going to say something. They said, oh, Ben White, good business. I said, yeah, great business. I had to leave other people to say, yes, great business.
Oh, okay, I see.
And they were laughing. And also, yeah, there was one out of sort of context when... it's probably been shown when me and Pippa were doing an interview. Jamie Carragher came up and said that we still mates, Ty.
Oh, okay.
And bump feast with me and Pippa, which thought was quite nice.
There is respect. I think they respect you anyway, regardless of that little the little clip that got put online that went viral. I think they generally do have a respect for you. Like Lee said, they remembered you to mention you in the game.
Yeah,
so
which is very humbling.
I will say this about Ty. You know what I mean? People that don't know him and all that. One of the main questions that I get asked is, you know, what is Ty like? You know what I mean? Like, that's one of the first things people put off. And I didn't really know. I haven't really known Ty until we've done the watch along.
We're going to move straight into that.
But I will say this: I don't care what anybody says. Whether you like him or not, whatever. He is the most genuine and nicest guy, and politest bloke you ever wish to meet.
Thank you very much, to Judge.
But what, you know, obviously our views in football are completely different. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they are with most people, because he's just a one-off.
He's a maverick.
But ultimately, as a person and as a gentleman,
the nicest guy
you'd ever wish to meet.
And just on that as well, you two are both a credit to AFTV.
Since
me joining as well, I just have to say that, because you've made me feel so welcome. I don't want to get mushy and going all soppy, but you're two of my favourites
Thank you. Listen, you've made yourself welcome with your professionality, your confidence, your friendliness, pleasantness.
Professionality.
How much has he paid you, Sasha?
That's what I'm saying.
He's making up words now, Lee, to credit me. So I'll take it.
No, because the thing is,
he only bought you one bottle of drink.
Two, actually.
He's got two double sports, so that's
going straight away.
Loads
there.
Of energy. All right, let's move on, because Lee did touch about the watch songs, and that's what this whole podcast today was basically overriding subject was going to be watch alongs how they've kind of they've changed the game really in a sense
unbelievable EMF.
Wow,
this is amazing.
It's going to be a long day. So I want to just quickly speak about when you guys first got asked to do a watch along. Obviously, it was in the first lockdown. Yes. It wasn't here.
No, it was. It was not here.
Trafalgar Square.
Were you in your COVID layout as well? You have to be social distance.
We were under strict restrictions.
All right, let's talk about when Robbie first gave you the call and said, look, guys, I want you to come and be involved in a watch along. Did you kind of know what it was before, or was it all new to you? Let's start it. Go on, Ty. You start.
Right. Thank you. Well, first of all, I got to go back to the thing about the. I'm sorry, Cecil. I got to go back. You're saying we've made you feel welcome. You, the way you fit in, I have to say, James is laughing. And the funny thing is, James was here, and Turkish and Harvey, I say the same thing. The way you've made yourself welcome, and like I said, you've been.
It's on Sky Plus now, it's just a repeat.
Very professional and also very pleasant and one of the nicest people. I think I've only seen you get mad once.
Yeah, that might come out. Incredible. That might come out on this podcast. Definitely not today.
No.
But that story may come out.
Which is incredible, Cecil. That shows you the kind of person. You don't get angry. And that's not easy to not get angry. James doesn't as well. We'll go to James later. But, you know,
sport and Arsenal for this long. I mean, you learn how to control the levels of anger. You know what I mean?
Cecil, all I would say, without trying to sound holy, is that listen, if all that's happening in our lives, however bad, is our team doing bad, then our lives can't be that bad.
That's true. That's very true. You know? Right. Watch along question. That's a great way. I like that. We should put that in. You know when they make them graphics of like this quote and then Ty said, and we should do that for that.
Thank you. Yeah, no, so you said the watch and I'm sorry. Yeah.
So when you got the first call from Robbie and he said he wants you to bring you on.
Well, the funny thing is I didn't actually get the call because see, I'm gonna talk about Robbie because Robbie's very funny. I didn't tell you the secret, Robbie. He couldn't get in touch with me because he wanted to do the Zoom things.
Because
I remember there's one it was so hilarious. There was one Zoom match that Robbie, Lee and DT did.
Yeah.
And the thing is
Robbie couldn't get you, could they?
Yeah, no, but the thing is Robbie and Lee they were at the same game time and DT seemed to be behind.
Yeah. The delay when he was on.
Ty only had a Nokia phone, so he couldn't get on there.
That was hilarious. But what is it? He couldn't get in touch with me. So then when he did get in touch with me, he said when I rang him, he said Ty, you're still alive. Which I was there where I literally collapsed in the street because it's so funny. He said, you're still alive then.
What, because he couldn't get hold of you? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Just pulled out of time?
Yeah, but he said, you're still alive then. Robbie's crazy in a good way. So, yeah, that's what it was. Because God rest his soul, Claude was alive there. So
yeah.
Claude actually got the call, but I didn't. So
oh,
basically,
I see. Okay. I didn't know this.
So you gate crashed the thing then?
No, I didn't.
So he's just a substitute, is that what we're saying? Like, yeah?
Substitute, what? I'll be your substitute.
Oh, God. Oh, no. There we go.
No, basically, what happened if I'm allowed to speak? My gosh, what is up with this courtroom with the judge? Basically, what happened was that Robbie didn't get in touch with me. So when I actually got in touch with Robbie, I said to him, can I come down? He said yes. But basically,
I did not gate crash. You weren't even asked.
But Robbie said you can come. He could have said, come if you like. He could have said no. But he said you could come. But what it was that, I mean, in football terms, what it was is that I was behind. Because I wasn't down to do it, I think it was... the corrupt judge. Oh, did I say that? I mean, it was Lee. It was Toops.
Yeah.
Toops was still there then.
Yeah.
It was Robbie.
Yeah.
Pippa.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what
Claude
was. And Claude, thank you. And Claude.
Okay.
So what I was behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So when the things opened up where you could get more, that's when I came in. So I was watching it behind the scenes.
Ah, yeah, right. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, well, you in the office, you could, in that.
Yeah, that's right, because at first, because it was under the real strict COVID conditions, there weren't that many allowed to be in the office and whatever, So, so basically they got Ty as a substitute just in case anybody was ill, that's the actual real reason for it,
What was your thoughts when Robbie obviously, when they phoned me up
and said to me that they was going to do it, I genuinely thought, well, what waste of time this is, because no one's going to watch
that's
it.
That's exactly what I thought,
because,
if I'm honest.
Yeah, who's going to sit there and watch us, a game? If it was me, I want to watch the game. I don't want to watch anybody making comments and everything like that. So that's what I thought. I said, well, this ain't going to work. It's pointless, really. And then I'm thinking to myself, you got to get all the way into London, and it was like Trafalgar Square.
Yeah, so you can't walk and stuff, congestion.
The train's going to be working, all that.
Yes, that's right.
Things like that. Well, actually going down there on the train, I remember posting on Instagram at 5 o'clock in the evening, I was the only one on the train, it was right in the middle of lockdown. It was really freaky, I mean, you was on a tube in the middle of the busiest time, and it was just
like a ghost town.
So
like
it was a ghost town. So
ghost town, the specials.
So anyway, that was what it was like, and so you felt a little bit like privileged, a little bit, to be able to get out and do something, because you know everybody was sort of like not in lockdown. I think it was in sort of mini, definitely some sort of lockdown at the time. And so, yeah, we went there and doing the first one, and all of a sudden, it got started getting people
traction.
started to traction.
It was bizarre, isn't it? It was actually
to what it's like now. It's been, do you know one of the greatest things about it, and I mean this, is that coming down here now. It's such a great environment to work in,
Fantastic.
And I've always said that, go back to what what Ty's saying. Since the likes of you, James, have come into the Turkish, I'll mention them all again. It's been a really good environment to work.
Brilliant.
But with the watch-alongs, what it's done for is you've got to know people.
People,
you was going to games, you go to a game, you might see Ty while he's doing the interview and all that, hello or whatever. Yeah.
But
and,
were you close, like how you were? Like,
no.
Not
until the watch-alongs, you know what I mean? I'd see Ty at football, not all the time, because sometimes, say like on an away game, they have to get off on the coach quite quickly, yeah, so like you know they'd be on. So by the time I get there, they'd have gone. Yeah. Sometimes you see them in the stadium, or walking around Wolverhampton because he's lost. You know what I mean? Like, and the coach has left him. You know what I mean?
You
got left behind on a coach of Wolverhampton. We're driving past. I see Ty walking about. And what he goes, they've left me. I said, "Well, the cab rank's going to cost you a fortune, mate." Like, do you know what I mean?
So what we've done is we
arranged to get him a lift back to the car. Drove past the coach, and then picked him up at the thing. Otherwise, I don't know what you'd
done. That's poor from them, though. They should realise that there's one person missing, surely.
They said, Ty's not on here, and I heard the driver go, let's go.
It wasn't the first time, but we were.
It's
not the first time.
He was
lucky to catch it a second time.
So we didn't actually
get to
didn't properly get to meet people and all that. Yeah. Right. So that's one of the greatest things that this watch along's done because you know, like you've got to know like we've got a good relationship now where we have loads of banter and all that.
Yeah.
And what happens is with the watch along, I think, which is the greatest thing about the watch along, it brings out your personality.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
100%. Like,
so you can't fake it. You can't. It's what it is. So like, there's things on there like when there's a game, when the game's a little bit dull, we have a little bit of banter and things like that. Yeah. And I think from our point of view, and I think I speak for Ty as well, I think it's been a fantastic thing for the watcher because it's brought out the personalities in both of us, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've had great banter on there.
Absolutely,
because
it's been fantastic.
We've got to. So now you come in here like where it's been fantastic to get to know like the likes of you and James and that. I've known Turkish before anyway, but now you're coming into a working environment and it's that's been a great thing. And the watch-alongs, the whole package of the watch-alongs has been really, really good.
It's nice, isn't it? It's been really nice. Yeah. I was going to say that you said something about you can't fake it just a second ago, and there is a small minority of people that think that the watch-alongs could be staged. So I want to get your thoughts on that because I don't know how that can be done. Well, but there is people that do say these tantrums and people get angry, it's staged. You to explain to them how that can't really happen. Really,
it's very hard to do. But listen, Cecil, if they think that any of us are acting or this is staged, then I take that as a compliment because that's a big compliment.
This is
all natural and all real. And like Lee says, that's one of the things. And we're going to games now. I will miss now a lot. And I won't mention the B word on Friday. There's a lot of things I didn't get to discuss with Robbie because
you rushed and the interview rushed.
And obviously the result as well.
Yeah.
You know, but one thing I did want to say is I wanted to give a shout out to my watch along teammates. It's been absolutely, I better be careful now because in a moment I'll start crying. It's been fantastic. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, no, it has.
That's a great point that he makes because the watch along, I've actually like, because I've really enjoyed the watch alongs, I don't know if you go into every game now then, are you? If you can't get to a game, we don't want to go to the game, you can come to the watch.
Absolutely.
It's the second best thing, isn't it?
Because, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, there is a great atmosphere.
Absolutely.
It's great. And I'll tell you what, I will say this, if people think that you fake things and all that, like, and make things, like, we should be in EastEnders or something like that.
Exactly. Because, but that's what I'm saying, it's a compliment.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a compliment.
Because
you actually go there, like, and this is a true story, like, you know, like, the memes come up and all that, and we've all had them, like, you know, and we embrace them, don't we? Are funny and they're very good, and they've been good for the pair of us, really. I remember, like, you know, I think after the he's done it again sort of thing. I actually put on my phone, remember that you're on camera, remember that people are watching. Yeah, like, so that you don't do it again. But the game goes on, and the next minute, like, there's another meme up with you, like, when you're
going,
you
know,
and you think, oh my God, I've done it again, like, you know, I've done it again. So you don't actually, you're engrossed in the game. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says, and if anybody, I think, in a way, we're fortunate be able to come on and do this.
I'm with you in that as well.
So if anybody ever get the chance to do it, you actually forget the cameras on you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I've had people, this is true. I had my ex-girlfriend phone me.
Oh, yeah, I remember,
And say to me, that is exactly what you was like when you was at home. That's exactly what I told you, what, you know, showing yourself up and all that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't say show.
This is why I left you.
This is why we're not together no more, because if you share the screen in front of the telly and things like that, and you don't realise that you're doing it now, you know.
Yeah.
So you try.
Yeah, it's true, didn't you?
You try and calm yourself.
But it's hard.
You try and calm yourself down to a little bit, but the game relaxes. And I can tell you, the watch along, if I have a choice of doing watch alongs now, you know, and I am available, I prefer doing them to like when it was the Euros, or you know, I'd say if Man City were playing Tottenham or something like that, I'd rather do those ones, because you're not got that involvement with Arsenal. So you can have a laugh, bit of banter, enjoy a game of football. I'm going to be honest, I don't really enjoy Arsenal games, because...
Well, I'm with you right now.
You're intense with it and all that sort of stuff, you know, so it's difficult.
Mm. Why do you disagree with that?
Listen, you know me, man. I can't wait to I can't wait to play Chelsea on Sunday. You know me. I'm always confident. The thing about it is that I understand what Lee's saying. There is that element of apprehension, but listen... Mm. What I'm like in football, you just have to face it. So you know what I mean. If I'm going to invest that amount of time, it's like going up to Man City. I have to enjoy. I have to get my enjoyment.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, you're going,
you know,
because you.
I can understand. I understand where Lee's coming from. Listen, I can even give a short story. Well, I'm going to try and make it short. That when we won the double in '98, we done the double in '98, we went to penalties against Port Vale, and there was a woman, she was doing a crossword. She couldn't watch the penalties. That's how nervous she was, and I can understand that, but for me, there's no point in me being there. If I'm there, I've got to face it. Do you see what I mean?
Some people can't watch penalties. I struggle to watch penalties.
That is a funny story, because my dad used to do the Ubering.
Seriously?
Like,
really?
Yeah,
that's true.
My mum used to love watching the Arsenal. She used to the house was like spotless once the game finished, you know what I mean? So if it was really intense, he'd start doing the ironing. And if it finished the Ubering, he'd be doing the polishing, like, you know what I mean? Like, if it got an extra time. You know what I mean? Like, and some people are really different ways, you know what I mean? So I'm all right, and it's a funny situation, because I shout and scream when if I ever go to a game, I'm on telly and things like that.
Yeah.
But watching on telly. But if I go to a game, I'm a lot different.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm a lot different watching a game live than I am if you watch it.
And
one of the reasons is that, because if there is like the ball goes out or there's a foul, you only see it once. You don't see it. So you're not too sure what really happens and all that. But like when you're on telly, they show it three or four times and then, you know.
And it's on mute, so you can't hear.
Yeah, so that gets your blood boiling. So if you see a foul, you know, like it's like that one with Harry Kane when he's done it again. Mm. Now in a game, you would just see a clash and that would be the end of it.
Yeah, yeah,
but
they show
it five or six. The TV actually replays wind you up into a crescendo a little bit, know what I mean? So you get a different perspective watching it on TV till you do a game.
That's true. No, it's what he's smashing. Yeah, Lee.
I've got to say, clever Lee. Look at that crescendo perspective. Swallow the dictionary, have you, Lee?
I'll tell you what,
just joking. That's why he's a judge. He's got the cleverness.
Do you shout at the ref type when you're at the games, though? Do you do the same sort of, has that energy, does that transcend from when you're...
Absolutely, but like... but like Lee says, it's different at the game. See, at the game now, while you might not have a replay, I always have the radio on. So I always try to have commentary.
Yeah.
So they will tell you exactly what's happening, which I find fascinating. Mm-hmm. They will tell you what's happening. So the thing is, you can learn a lot more from the commentary as well, which I always listen to, because people always ask me, why am I listening to commentary when I'm at the game?
Yeah.
But, you know, to see two things in motion, it's absolutely fantastic. But, yeah, Lee's right. I think also with the game as well, I think, like Lee says, with the game, when I'm at the game, I won't be as het up because you're there. You're actually seeing it. And when you're seeing it, when you're seeing action unfold, it's very different to being on TV because you're in the atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so it's a lot different.
I get it. All right, cool. Quickly, I want to quickly speak about, you were speaking about memes previously. Lee's kind of got the whole script of the show, because he was kind of tells the things that I want to move on to, but then we get lost in it. But the memes were a big thing from the watch-alongs. I want to know, did you guys feel the effect, though, of, from that first lockdown, when you was in Trafalgar Square, now, I guess it's a whole new world. You must step outside and get stopped. I've seen the effects of Lee walking back from the stadium and being completely stopped with people saying he's done it again and that. So, Ty, have you felt... Because you are basically... You both actually are walking superstars in the game
superstar
right now.
Superstar and lucky. Thank you, Cecil. I just have to say, Cecil, please forgive me, but you've actually mentioned another song. You've mentioned A Whole New World from B and the B. So that is absolutely brilliant. He's not even smiling. Sorry, right said Fred is not even smiling. Just
Beauty and the Beast. Well, I wonder who the Beast is then.
That's from, I think, is it James Ingram and Celine Dion or something like that? I think so. Fantastic song. It's very weird, Cecil, because like Lee says, at Trafalgar Square, we didn't really get too much. We didn't really, because, you know, but then we moved there. But it's just... Yeah, it's incredible, the unbelievable, the humbling, the honouring, the privilege, the flattering comments that say you were fantastic on the watch along.
Yeah,
which is just unbelievable. And like Lee says,
Listen, we've had, it is very. It's.
It's hard to put into
words. But it is very. I'll put it this way. It's complimentary when someone asks you to have a photo and things like that.
Yeah,
like,
very flattering.
And want to. Now, we had it to a scale of. Before lockdown, you go to games and people would want photos.
Yeah, your popular faces.
You was getting it there. It has gone.
Thank you, Cecil.
Mind blowing now.
I
mean this sincerely, like mind blowing now to where you can't. I don't know where. I can only speak for myself. I can't go anywhere now without being recognised.
That's
people
brilliant.
Stare at you on the train station.
Yeah, absolutely.
They recognise you.
Absolutely.
And they're staring at you like. And we was out Saturday night and they're saying, he's looking at you. They're looking at you. And it's a really funny feeling. Do you know what I mean? You actually wish they'd come up and say something to you.
Do you know what I mean?
And things like that. So, listen, I went with friends to a restaurant about 2 weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago in Cambridge. And the restaurant was, the stairs were going upstairs to the car park, of the shopping centre.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sitting there having something to eat, and they was all taking photos from the stairs into the...
Of you having food?
Having photos, in the restaurant.
Bloody
and all
amazing,
that.
Amazing.
And it's incredible, where it goes,
Normal stuff as well. You just do your day. You don't... Because, again, I find, obviously, I haven't been here a year even.
Well, you must be getting a little bit of it.
And it is weird, because we're just fans. We're just fans at the end of the day.
Yes,
we are Arsenal fans. Yeah,
the thing is, Cecil, what changes it? Is they see you on a TV.
Yeah.
And it does change.
It does change. You're right.
It changes. It's completely a funny situation. Is that you know, whether you think the watch-alongs or whatever, they're entertaining.
They are
there to entertain people. And the watch-alongs on our TV are unbelievable.
They are unbelievable.
And you look at it Big Brother, Love Island, that's all the same sort of stuff. And it's just that you get this and that. Now, I had a little bit of through everything, and I don't like to say the fame bit, but we'll say that. When the watch along stopped and that period,
when football stopped and the watch along stopped,
there was a little bit of a
shift or not?
Went off for instance, people want birthday messages and things like that for birthday messages now, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they went a little bit quiet as soon as the watch alongs come back on, everybody wants them again. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, and you
find it very uncomfortable that people want to do. But yeah, that's how things are now. Mm.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And whether you want to accept it or not, it's part of it now. You have to accept that people are you're
in the public eye.
You're
really
in the public eye a little bit, like, you know what I mean? And when you get video, like, you know, for instance, and this is what really bugs me a little bit, when people turn around and say, oh, it's all negative on AFTV and all that, like, you know, the FA Cup final win when we won at Wembley was over 1.5 million views.
Wow. Most viewed video, yeah.
Most viewed video on it all. 1.5 million people watching you doing a watch. So when you think about that is incredible, isn't it? It's incredible numbers.
Oh, yeah, it's mental.
So people know. But I don't know about you, Ty, but I get people, like, I was getting on the train coming here today, like, two people asked for a photograph and all that. Yeah, like, so I go, are you Arsenal fans? And they went, no, I'm a Portsmouth fan and I'm a Spurs fan.
I always ask them.
So it's all different fans.
Yeah, which is mad.
That
is mad.
And unbelievable, even through all the Tottenham stuff and the hate of Tottenham and all that, I've got a big Spurs following that people even though you're an Arsenal fan, you're great.
They say that, which is mad.
Which is mad. Yeah. It's mad, and I do everything to really wind them up. But they love it. Like, do you know what I mean? There's always going to be some sort of hate you're going
to
get.
Yeah, there is backlash. I think people need to understand there is obviously a small minority of that comes
from
hate,
but everybody gets that.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to remember the love that you guys get shown as well, and I think that is massive. Like, even before I joined here, I was big supporters of you guys, and
thank you very much.
It is crazy. I remember someone spoke to me and they said, because that happened to me once, they were like, oh, you're on AFTV, and I was like, yeah, but I'm just a fan. And they were like, no, but you're on the TV. I'm like, yeah, but we're just fans at the end of the day. Like, there's nothing different. And he was like, well, you say that, but if you watch Gogglebox, which I watch every Friday, I watch Gogglebox.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, they're basically doing what we're doing. They're just sitting. But they're deemed as popular people as well. Right. So it's kind of the same sort of,
you know, you know this probably more than us, but I'm probably, like, Robbie would be the best one to answer. I don't think anybody, right, and then if they did, then they're a genius, right, ever thought that these watch-alongs were going to be as big as what they were.
No,
I think they thought, if I'll be honest, they probably thought, oh, this is something, we can do this to just get us through.
To
when the fans come back.
Absolutely.
But it's gone absolutely mind-blowingly big. Bigger than what I ever thought it would be, if I'll be honest. Yeah. So I never ever thought it would
be. Do you understand? Do you still think it's crazy? Like, to this day, I find it.
Listen, it's crazy. I'll tell you what's crazy. Yeah, like, we was in here on, you know, Ty wouldn't know this, but when Brentford score, 17,000 people jumps onto just to see the reaction of what we're like when we've had a goal against us. It's incredible when you think about it. So you've got people that want to see the reaction and all that. Now, what a lot of people do, which is unbelievable now, is, and I know this because some of my mates do it and everything like that, is that they put the telly on, we're watching the game, and then they put their laptop next to it, watching what we're saying, watching what we're doing.
That's amazing.
During the game.
Wow.
So it's
crazy.
It's crazy. So I don't care what anybody says. Whoever thought about it, he's not a genius, because I don't think they ever thought that this would be working. But it is.
It's
gone
amazing.
Up a level. Yeah, it's gone to a level.
It's amazing. And if I can just elaborate, the thing is now, it's been so good that now, when we're fortunate to go back to games, it's still going on.
Yeah.
And nobody would have thought that. Because like you said, Lee, I agree with Lee. It was the plan.
It's a filler. It was technically going to be a filler,
absolutely,
wasn't it?
Absolutely, until the season comes back and then we go back. But now, it's and like you said, Lee, not only is it us now, I won't mention other TV stations, but you've actually seen them do
it. Yeah, they're trying,
which is fascinating.
You know,
you've seen them do it where they never ever had that before, you know. So it's amazing. And like Lee says, we're so blessed, we're humbled, we're
to be a part of it, like, flattered.
It is.
And we're privileged, we're honoured to be a part of it.
Honestly, I can echo that as well. It's amazing being here and meeting, like I said, meeting you guys and being part of it. It's been
meeting
a pleasure.
We're
now lifelong friends, I hope, I'm sure.
Definitely, Cecil, definitely.
We're coming towards the end of this, but I want to kind of wrap up with just, give me, it's going to be hard to pick one, but your favourite memory of a watch-along. If you can't do one, I don't mind you having two, but from the beginning, from the first one all the way in Trafalgar Square to maybe upstairs watch-alongs to now being, I mean, we've only had one game here in this downstairs set, but your favourite memory or two.
Okay.
From the watch along.
Well, if I can start, I'll have to start with one. And the one includes you. Oh. It's the time when we beat Manchester United and all we were singing was "Take Your Time." That was unbelievable. That was an incredible watch along. You and Trinks were dancing. It was amazing. We beat Manchester because it was one of the funniest ones that I've ever seen. It was absolutely magnificent. That's one. I'm trying to think of one in Javax, but that one was absolutely. We beat Manchester United. And funny enough, that was after I apparently was clipped and ready, and people were ready to start having a go at me because I said, and I quote, that Manchester United will be scared of us.
Oh, yeah, that was the time.
So people were ready to diss me, which I find hilarious.
Yeah.
People were ready to diss me.
To be fair, let me just quickly speak on that as well. That clip, the Take Your Time with it, okay?
Yeah.
I get ripped for that. And
straight away, it was on again, like, you know.
And the rival fans.
But why did you get ripped for that?
Because obviously some people think it's, you know, I'm embarrassing because of dancing. I just want to give a little backstory. That was my birthday as well, November the 1st. We beat Man United.
Have to explain
it was my birthday and it was my first time actually going from the build-up show that me and James do going onto like as a I think someone walked off and I ended up going in it was a lot of emotions and we won, like it was my birthday,
exactly.
I was enjoying it. I was with Troops, obviously Jack Fowler and you guys,
yes, that's
there.
Right, yeah, Jack,
so
yeah.
That was that. I was going to clear that up because I get ripped. I'm sure that's what it's what it's about.
Yeah,
that's part of it.
So
isn't it?
It's part of it. And listen, that's the greatest thing about this. One of the greatest things about Ty is that he has got a thick skin about things like that. It don't bother him. Like, and realistically, you have got to be like that, and you're like, you know, you've got to embrace all that sort of stuff. Because he's going
to
come back. Don't matter what you do, he's going to come back and hide you. You know what I mean? Because that's the way it is.
But the way it is, Bruce Hornsby and the Reds.
Wow. Lee. So what's your favourite?
My favourite one was when Ty wasn't there, when it wasn't on it. It was fantastic, even though we lost to Brentford 2-0.
He said I didn't turn up. I didn't turn up because I went to the game. I've always turned up. My record is 100%.
Even when he had invited, like, sure.
That's how he got involved.
There's been so many. Like,
there have.
To say, one of the greatest things for me is the friendships that we've all got and the bond that when you come in, you come like this where we are now used to be the office, and you come down, sit down, have a chat with everybody. It was a real good atmosphere, and it has been fantastic. Atmosphere like doing them, but also away from when we was doing the Box Park ones and the cup finals.
That
was absolutely superb.
Yes. Can we have free sets from the Box Park as well?
They were really good. Like the cup final and the semi final against Manchester City.
Oh yes,
I really wanted to be at those. That's what it's about.
We had the best of both worlds like that because
we did.
We had the studio which was in the. You know, like done on a private room, and then you go outside to the atmosphere of all the fans downstairs and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I thought that was to be a part of that.
Yes,
was special.
Yeah,
it was really special. Was. Not just you know, and to be honest, our Box Park record. We never lost.
We never lost.
So,
we never
lost at the Box Park, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, but they were great atmosphere. And even going down and doing the, I wasn't actually on that one, but the Euros opening one.
Wow, that was superb.
There's this fantastic atmosphere generated from the outside, isn't there? And then you go
and watch it.
You know, and then we come out after we'd won the FA Cup and everybody was singing, you know. That was a special moment, like, you know.
Lee, that's fantastic. But can I just say, Cecil, listen, I don't know, you've got nothing to be ripped for because you were dark and walking out. There's nothing. Cecil, I wouldn't worry about it. I thought it was
I'm not worried.
That's what I'm saying,
but you don't have to explain,
you don't have to explain because I thought when you and Troops were dark, even the moon, it was just amazing.
It's what football does, isn't it? You get lost in the moment.
You don't think that people were dancing like at Old Trafford and all that, do you know what I mean? And things like that, but they're not on telly, are they? Not being seen and all that, like, you know?
Exactly.
And it is even when you do watch-alongs or even you do a fan cam and you know, like, for instance, someone brought it up this week you know, I turned around and said, like, oh, I think Rob Holding's going to be a great defender. He's going to be an England international. Like, yeah, someone, so. Like, someone said, well, what happened there? You know, you mug. You said that it's about. Yeah, I said it was 3 years ago, after an FA Cup final okay. win, when he had an outstanding performance.
Yeah, but what about?
So,
what?
So, but people will use those clips 2 or 3 years later to try and
bring you down,
or whatever. And but you, that's part of it. It's part it's of part the of whole it. Package that that's you're involved
true.
In.
That's
and, you, and once you get to realise
yeah.
that,
yeah.
That is what it's like, you
that's
know what I mean?
About.
And you take, listen, you take the good with the bad, and,
yeah.
and I'm going to be honest, doing all of this sort of stuff,
it's been,
there's more good than bad.
Well, yeah. that's absolutely fantastic. But then, Lee, you say that, what about the things that you got right? People always.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. No one ever was.
No, they're always going to look at.
That's what I mean.
They're always look at the negative, and that's part. That's the way it is. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you and listen, you guys. Have come into it a little bit newer now, like. Mm-hmm. But you're building and building and getting yourselves
Brilliant.
A platform, which is fantastic.
Brilliant.
James will get stick because of your stats and whatever, like. You know what
I don't know
like,
why. Because James is too clever for them.
Ultimately, that's what happened. But you know that's part of it.
Yeah. It's,
and you know. You to get where you're gonna get you know
yeah.
you're gonna you yeah. have, when you're climbing the ladder or whatever there are runs that are dodgy and you can slip down the snake every now and then like, you know I mean?
Listen, yeah Lee, I agree with that but Lee. just one on James the thing is I wouldn't have a bad word said about James because James is coming correct and his stats and his facts back it up and the thing is what I think people are upset about is the way James, Cecil and Turkish and Harvey, but I'll just say James, the way James conducts himself, he conducts himself as such a professional manager. They're thinking, how is he so good? That's what it is, because that's what I thought.
Mm.
How is it? That's why. So now they can't knock James now. They want to start having a go at him for nothing. If James is bad, have a go at him for being bad. But if James is good, which he is, and he knows what he's doing, then I don't see where all the criticism comes from. I don't.
And while we're talking about that, and I will say this, like, you know what I mean? You'll get a fiver off him later.
Yeah, he'll give you the money, Ty.
You know what I mean? One of the greatest things about, and I think, like, you know, AFTV has had a lot of negative things over the past. And I'm going to be honest, you know, there was a time when you're thinking, oh, is it going in the right direction and all because it was a bit, you know, like that.
Yeah.
But Robbie made a fantastic decision by bringing you guys on board. I've said that from day one.
You have.
And have really enhanced the place.
Enhanced it, absolutely.
Yeah, and made it so much more professional. And if people want to turn around and say AFTV's negative and this and this and that, they're not really watching it now because there's a lot of positive.
Well,
there's a lot of positivity in everything that's being done, different sorts of things, and there's also a very, very positive vibe
around here when we come into it.
So if you've got, my opinion is, if you've got a very, very positive vibe in an environment, then you're going to put out positive vibe content.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's what's happening.
Absolutely. Yeah, perfect.
He's absolutely right. And the thing is, everybody... fits in and works together has one. So we're all in the same team. We're all pushing in the right direction, and it's absolutely amazing.
I need to say this, and I mean this sincerely. He doesn't represent Arsenal fans. I don't represent Arsenal fans. We're just part of an Arsenal fan base that has something to say.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, my opinions of Arsenal and the way I see Arsenal are completely different.
Exactly. It's our own opinions.
But it's not. So he doesn't represent me, and I don't represent him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But so we're just fortunate
to have our say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And people, and more importantly. And I think this is that we're important. It's important that we from that point we get to say, but people want to listen to what we want to say,
which is very flattering.
Which is that exactly right. That's the flattering thing. That is the little gold dust, isn't it?
Yes.
People might think that we're deluded, crap, useless.
Whatever.
But at the end of the day, they still want to listen to what we've got to say.
Absolutely.
And while they want to listen to what they say, I don't know, but they must keep doing it.
100%.
It's the platform. Yeah. It's the platform that we find ourselves lucky to be part of.
Mm.
Because 100%. The platform is unbelievable. And to be in part of this in any shape or form is just incredible. But you did say about favourite thing. Lee, you said what for the box part? The final?
Yeah, I think like the final. Look, Lisbon, we've had some fantastic laughs on it and all that, like. But you know, we've had some right downers as well.
We have.
Listen, while we're talking, there's been some bad stuff as well, like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's so you know, which we've had to go through.
Yeah.
Seeing you know what's gone on because
yeah.
I think one of the things about this, and I feel that it has to be said, is that as great as it's been and all that, like there's always mm-hmm. people looking to down it, you know, to tear it down, so you have to say from our point of view, sometimes it's very, very difficult when the emotion of the game's going on. You could probably say something that you shouldn't say or whatever like that.
Yeah.
We've had to be really
careful about that.
You know, very, very difficult, and it's so there's been some difficult times. There's been some difficult times doing it, and so from that point of view, well, I think we've come out the other end of it, if I'll be honest. But,
yeah, of course. I think
it's fantastic and everything like that, but it ain't there has been difficult times, dark times.
Of course,
as great as it's been. I think we've learned to adapt to that, and it's been difficult, but ultimately,
it's a blessing.
It's been a blessing.
Yeah, I think. Perfect. Yeah, I think we'll kind of end it on that because it was
a nice way to wrap up.
Well, you gave me the Man United. You gave me the Man United one, and then Lee gave me Box Park. All right,
I'll give you the semi final against Man City. I'm trying to think of one. Ah, yes. I can't say one, but I'll say the other because that was maybe afterwards. I was thinking of bringing in the cheat after I had a go at him, but I don't think I'll bring that in because that's one of my favourite rants.
Okay.
So, you know, but I would bring in when we beat Sheffield United in the cup because before that, for me personally, before that, I'll never forget Billy Sharp came out, had a go at David.
Mm.
And was saying how, you know, we're going to target him and all that. And funny thing, I thanked Billy Sharp because I said, Billy Sharp has made our team talk for us. And Robbie was saying, why are you saying that? I said that, but he'd already given us luck by trying to slag off David and we won.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's one of my favourite ones.
Do you know another thing I've got to say, like... And Ty's been on it longer than I have, like, you know.
To see
the growth.
Mm. Yeah, amazing.
It's been amazing.
More people coming in, and to see what it's like now,
you know, like they've got the studio upstairs now.
Amazing.
Which they're doing now. The production staff, by the way, have always been class.
They work relentlessly.
You don't realise what difficult work they do. Doing what they do. And I remember it was just one camera and back in the time.
Yes, I remember,
But now you come in here now and it's fascinating.
It's amazing to see how
big it is and grow. And I will say this, people that don't like it will go, oh, it's not going to be this, it's not going to be that. Well, it's just gone from strength to strength. And it's still growing. And when you come into these places now and see what this has done.
Yeah. It's amazing,
you know, and to be a part of that and
it's just
see that growth.
It's like an honour, isn't it? It feels nice. It feels nice to be part of it. It really does.
You know what I mean? And all the backroom people that you don't get to see.
Can we know? Are we allowed to?
Yeah, you can. They should be part of this.
So like, you know, you go from Angus, Jason,
Josh, Laurie, yeah.
Brennan's a funny guy. Hard to get to know Brennan.
No, Brennan is cool.
But he is a cool dude. You know what I mean?
He's going to edit something on your face.
Brennan is funny, mate.
You know,
yeah. Brennan is funny.
You know, you come Brennan's in sometimes. Funny. He's probably like been here 6 hours, so you don't appreciate that. Like, you know, but he's like
he pieced this all together.
Yeah,
and literally in seconds, this set.
He's been a part of it for a long while now.
Yeah.
But they're all really, really good guys, you know what I mean? Like, they come in and do what they do.
Yeah.
And it's been an absolute pleasure to be a part of and seeing it grow and be what it's become is fantastic.
And like we said, and also to see, like I said, to see people added into it as well. Because like I said, I have to keep on saying that. I know he's probably thinking that you lot have paid me. He's not that much, but that's just like I said, just when you two came in, boy, because I was thinking, wow, because the funny thing is, James.
I thought you mentioned the girls by now, like, you know.
Of course not, but I said to my watching on teammates though.
Shani, Pippa.
But I said I watched Helen. I'm watching on teammates though, remember? Because I said I was gonna give a shout out to
you. Even
Stricto now.
Yeah.
Is there now, you know what I mean?
True.
So you know, but yeah, because
when he's replaced you.
No. No one can replace me, I like to think. I hope.
I think I can agree with that now. Yeah,
no,
replace
thank you. Like that's
not
no
a good place.
That's,
start.
That's not a compliment.
Never.
Look at the judge. Who's to the judge? Yeah. No, because James actually came in the Trevante.
Is he going on about James again?
Yes, I'm going on about James. Clever James and clever Harvey. But James actually come in at Trafalgar Square, so you know he was very, very new. But yeah, he seemed friendly and this and all that. But I didn't really know James that well. He's only here.
He's left you a bit better. Chicken. Don't worry like that.
You know, so I didn't know how clever. I didn't know how clever he was. Thought he spoke well and all that. But like I said,
posh,
when Robbie,
It's not a bad thing.
It's a great thing.
It's
part of his
with
character.
James has done
his
homework every night.
You've done your homework? Yes, mum.
With James, there's nothing bad from what I see. That's what I'm saying. That's like with you, Cecil. But like I said, but when Robbie brought you two in, the impact that nobody could have known the impact that you made, because it was just incredible. Because he said, "Oh, I'm bringing these two in." You know what I mean? So, but you know, obviously Turkish as well, and Harvey as well. You know, but that's what
I'm saying. Want to mention them again?
Yes, Turkish Harvey. Turkish Harvey.
All right, yeah.
Turkish
okay.
Harvey.
Yeah, since he's
Turkish Harvey. Turkish Harvey. James Cecil. James, Cecil, Turkish, Harvey. Harvey, Cecil, James, Turkish, Cecil.
The people listen to this on their earphones and be like, what is
going on? I'm sorry. But then I know we have to go, Cecil, but before we go, if me and the judge, if I could call him that, no, me and the judge would like to ask you, what are your favourite watch-alongs from here? Oh, you didn't come to Trafalgar Square. From here and at the Box Park. Oh, you didn't come to the Box Park. So here then.
Listen.
Which you should have been anyway.
I haven't actually got... I'm gonna go with that.
You must have done the Euros.
I did the Euros. I didn't do the Euros here. I did the Euro. I was doing the Don Robbie. Remember, I was going to flat. I enjoyed the Flatiron. I'll just say I did enjoy being able to be live and direct at Flatiron and speak with the fans.
I'd love to have done one of them with you.
Were great. They looked after me and was down there. And I just like being with the people. I like meeting you guys has been, like I keep saying, it's been an honour. And just I like being involved with the people and getting their reactions. And this is what it's about. I always got told when I first joined at AFTV, it's about the fans and getting as many as you can involved. So that has always been my goal, and it's always at the forefront of my mind. Same with, I believe, as how Robbie works. So that's always been there, and I've really appreciated doing that at Flying Square, and also just being involved with the team. My watchlong favourite highlight was probably going to have to be that Man United one, because it was my birthday and it was my first one. But
brilliant, it was absolutely brilliant.
We're going to kind of wrap up there, but that is probably my favourite memories. And I just want to just quickly say while we're on here, thank you as well to Robbie. We didn't mention him enough for bringing us really all together.
Robbie's the main one, absolutely.
And how well he's kept this
to
all
him.
Together.
Well, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, he has to make those decisions that he brings
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
And the decisions have been made. of course he has.
So I wanted to say that's a big up Robbie, and again
see the judge now, he's trying to get a dig in. See, the judge is, and he knows I'm
he's smart right before the end. No, he's smart because he knows I'm gonna wrap
any,
up
anybody's smart if they can look like Right Said Fred, but that's a different subject.
So we're gonna end it here, guys. Thank you for listening. Big up Robbie, big up Ty and Lee for being the first guests on Inside AFTV.
Been our pleasure.
Thank you so much. And big up production as well, because they worked so hard behind the scenes. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much.
You let us know also where you're listening from. Tag AFTV or message me directly where you listen to this, because I'd love to know. And don't forget to check out the rest of the podcasts that are coming to you from AFTV. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Peace.